So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Kaitzin beis hashlochen sheba mokum avloi goitzin. It's permitted to harvest irrigated fields before the Omer, since they are inferior and not suitable for the Omer. However, it's forbidden to stack the grain, and the Brisa explains. One pasuk says, ugetzartem es ketzir ve'aveisim es Omer, implying that it is permitted to harvest before the Omer. While another pasuk says, reishis ketzircha melakoyin, the first harvest must be for the Omer. Therefore, the Brisa explains, mimokum shatem meivi iyata kaitzir. It is forbidden to harvest crops that can be used for the Omer, but it is permitted to harvest crops that cannot be used for the Omer. The Mishnah continues, Anshe Yerichai Kaitrin Bertzin Chachamim, V'Goitrin Shalei Bertzin Chachamim V'Loi Micha B'Yadam. The people of Yerichai would harvest their crops before the Omer, since they were Beis HaShlochen and not suitable for the Omer with the Chacham's consent. However, they would stack the grain without the Chacham's consent, yet the Chacham did not protest. The Gemara cites a related brayis in which there is a machloekist. Reb Meir says, "Shisha dvarim also anchi Yerichai, shleisha b'tzayin chacham, v'shleisha shloi b'tzayin chacham." The people of Yerichai had six practices, three of which the Chacham approved of, and the other three they did not approve of. Ve'elu b'tzayin chacham, the following three they did with the Chacham's approval. Markivin de kolam kolayim, they would graft palm trees the entire day of Erev Pesach because they held it was not a significant malacha. V'kerchen eshema, they would bundle the Shema, not pausing between Shema and V'ahavta. V'kaitzin lefnei Omer, they would harvest before the Omer. And V'elu, shaloi b'tzayin chacham, the following three they did without a chacham's approval. Goitzin lefnei Omer, they would stack the harvested grain before the Omer. U'matirin gamzia shal hektish, shal charv v'shal shikama. They permitted branches of charv and shikma trees of hektish for ordinary use, arguing that only the trunks were consecrated. U'paritzin peratzis beginesein u'vavardesein lahachol neshro la'anim b'shnei b'tzeris b'shabasis u'v'yam tevim. And they breached their gardens and orchards in order to feed the poor on Shabbos and Yom Tov during years of famine, and were not concerned that the poor would pick from the trees. However, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, imritzen chacham hein oisin, yiv kol adam oisin kein. If the Chacham agreed to the first three practices, why are they not widespread? Therefore, Buda explains, Ela elu ve'elu shaloi b'tzayin chacham. The Chacham disapproved of all six practices. Rather, v'ashleishu michu b'yadam, v'ashleishu loy michu b'yadam. There were three that the Chacham protested and three that they did not protest. Ve'elu shaloi michu b'yadam. These are the practices they did not protest. Markivin the kolam kolayim, v'kerchen eshema, v'goychen lefnei o'imer. They would graft palm trees the entire day of Erev Pesach, they would bundle the Shema, and they would stack their crops before the Omer. However, ve'elu shemichu b'yadam, they did protest the following three practices. Matirin gamzia shel hektish shel charv shel shikama. They permitted branches of charv and shikma trees of hektish for ordinary use. Uparitzim protzis begin the same uvafardesein k'dei l'hachol neshu l'anim b'shnei b'tzayis b'shabasas yam tevim. And they breached their gardens and orchards in order to feed the poor on Shabbos and Yom Tov during years of famine. And v'noisin peya l'yerik, they would separate peya from vegetables, thus incorrectly exempting them from ma'isa. The Mishnah continues, Kaitzel l'shachas u'machal l'behema. It is permitted to harvest unripe grain to feed one's animal. However, Amar Behuda, Eimasai b'zman shemaschal ad shalo hevi yishlish. This is only if he begins harvesting before it reaches a third of its growth. It's permitted to harvest and feed one's animal even after it reaches a third of its growth. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah. These are the areas that separate two fields, requiring that peya be given separately for each. Hanachal v'hashlulis, a river or a pond. V'derech hayachad v'derech harabim, a narrow or wide road. V'shvil harabim v'shvil hayachad hakavu b'maisacham v'maisa hagushamim, a public or private path that is used during all seasons. V'abor v'hanir, a fallow or plowed field. V'zera acher, a section planted with a different type of grain. However, regarding kaitzel l'shachas, a field that was harvested at an early stage for an animal feed, tzemach leikis. Reb Meir says, v'kaitzel l'shachas mafsik. It separates. V'chachamayim ein mafsik ilim kein charash. It does not separate unless it was subsequently plowed, because it is considered the beginning of the usual harvest of the rest of the field. The Gemara first suggests, Reb Meir b'shitas Reb Shimon Amra, Kesavra kol ha-shachas lav ketzirihi. Reb Meir holds that a shachas harvest separates the field regarding peya because he follows the opinion of Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, who rules that it is permitted to harvest shachas before the Omer, even if the grain already grew one third, because a shachas harvest is not considered an ordinary harvest. However, the Gemara challenges this understanding from a braisa. Achl chagav karsemu nemalim shabersu haruach. If grain was consumed by locusts, severed by ants, or broken by the wind, hakol ma'idim charash mafsik loy charash ena mafsik. Even Reb Meir agrees that the resulting empty area only separates for peya if it was subsequently replowed. And the Gemara asks, Mahasim de ksira de adam, Amr Reb Meir loishma ketsira hachle kolshken. If Reb Meir agrees with Reb Shimon that a person's harvest of grain that grew a third is not considered a harvest, certainly the act of locusts or ants are not considered a harvest. Therefore, the Gemara explains Rav Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rav Meir follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who ruled that it is considered a harvest if it already grew 1/3. Therefore, masnitin b'shalayi v'yishlish, b'risa b'shahevishlish. The Mishnah rules that when it did not grow 1/3, it is not considered a harvest. While the b'risa, which says that unless the area was replowed, it does not separate because it is the beginning of the usual harvest, refers to grain that grew 1/3. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation as well. Yehuda only said that a shachas harvest is not considered a harvest if it did not grow 1/3 when it is harvested for animal consumption. But he might hold that it is considered a harvest if it is harvested for people's consumption. David the Gemara explains, Remeir b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omar. Afla adam nami lo havi ketzira. Remeir follows the opinion of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva, who holds that harvesting grain that grew less than 1/3 is not considered a harvest, even when it is for people's consumption, as we learn in the following Mishnah. If one harvests every other row in the field, and he left green stalks in each harvested area, he must leave paya separately for each section, because the harvested area, which is not considered the beginning of the usual harvest, separates them. He leaves one section of paya for the entire field. The Mishnah continues, one may harvest grain from around saplings, and Rashi offers two reasons. Because it's not fit for the Eimer. Mishum Kalayim, it needs to be removed because the trees and the grain are Kalayim. One may cut the grain to clear an area for mourners or for students to learn. Because as the Gemara explains, one may cut grain before the Eimer for the purpose of a mitzvah. However, the Mishnah qualifies the above. He shall not bundle the stalks, but rather leave them loose, because as the Gemara explains, the Kamad Efshalei Techinan, we try to minimize the amount of work because of the concern that he might forget and eat from the new crop while working with it.